Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. Federal regulators are forcing Oklahoma's largest utility companies to lower emissions at their coal-fired power plants or shut them down. The goal is to clear the air on federal lands. Several other states are dealing with similar rules, but not Texas. State Impact's Logan Layden visited the Lawton area to find out how power production in North Texas affects the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge just across the border.
The change came gradually over the last few decades.
You become accustomed to something over time and you don't notice it until something triggers your awareness.
Avid hiker and chief of the Mears Volunteer Fire Department, Bill Cunningham, is from here and says most days his view of the peaks is obstructed.
It's just a haze hanging in the air. It's a kind of a white film that you can see on that southern horizon. And it lingers and persists.
A cold front has cleansed the air today, and we have to get to higher ground to find that white film. The temperature drops and my ears pop as I drive the serpentine road to the top of Mount Scott, where the view is truly stunning. At the blustery summit, we turn into the southwest wind, and looking into Texas, there it is. Cunningham isn't certain about the cause of today's haze. It could just be dust. He says when the wind is right, it can be smog from Dallas. But
I'm not a scientist. I'm not an activist. But I will tell you that there's a big coal-fired power plant in Vernon, Texas, about 50 miles southwest of here.
Al Armendariz is a scientist and an activist. The former SMU professor's stint as an EPA administrator was short-lived. He resigned after a controversial comment he made comparing his approach to dealing with coal plants to Roman crucifixion surfaced. Now he works with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign.
Pollution doesn't recognize state boundaries, and scientists have known for years that air pollution from Texas blows north over the Red River and impacts Oklahoma.
He says the pollution from Texas is particularly bad.
The Texas coal plants are truly some of the dirtiest in the country. In fact, just the largest two coal plants in Texas emit about as much sulfur dioxide as the 10 largest plants in Arkansas and Oklahoma combined. So they're very dirty plants, and yet they're not being required to reduce their emissions the way that sources in Oklahoma have been required.
Data from regional air quality monitoring groups and Oklahoma's Department of Environmental Quality actually show more of the pollution in the Wichitas comes from Texas than anywhere else, including Oklahoma. So it seems unfair that Oklahoma, Arkansas, and New Mexico could all be under the regional haze rule while Texas isn't. Armendariz says it's not that Texas isn't subject to the rule, it's just that states were in charge of coming up with their own plans for emission reductions, and the EPA hasn't yet made a decision on the one from the Lone Star State.
But in Texas, the regional haze plan that the state regulators put together doesn't require a single one of the 19 coal-fired power plants in Texas to install a single scrubber or a single catalyst to reduce emissions.
Back at the Mears Volunteer Fire Department, Cunningham says he doesn't need the science to convince him pollution from Texas could be blowing into the Oklahoma hills.
In the early 2000s, when we moved out here, there was that huge series of wildfires in southern Mexico that the smoke was seen up in the Oklahoma Panhandle and up into Kansas.
The EPA's attention is now on Texas, and it's expected to reject or accept that state's plan in the coming months. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.